Dictation for Barbara Molson, M-O-L-S-O-N, May 5, 63. Address as a letter, Dr. Vashista, 817-4301. Dear Dr. Vashista, follow up for Mrs. Molson, advanced renal failure, failing renal transplant. Last visit December. Bone marrow biopsy was done. This is number two. Follows with Dr. Sahai, S-A-H-A-Y, refractory anemia. Bone marrow biopsy does not explain the problem. No major findings. She has advanced renal failure and needs to start preparing for dialysis. She has missed multiple times appointments with vascular surgeon at Midland. She's getting anemia RNS every 2 weeks, magnesium replacement every week. Uses a walker, chronic back pain, hip pain, no falls. Denies vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, or changes in urination, no infection, cloudiness, or blood. No kidney transplant tenderness, presently no major edema, no anti-inflammatory agents. Went to dialysis class, before transplant was on peritoneal dialysis. She's not interested in that anymore. She wants to do in-center hemo, not able to do home hemodialysis. Other review system done being negative. Medication list review. I'm going to highlight the amiodarone, beta blockers, anticoagulation eliquis, iron replacement, magnesium replacement, metformin, transplant medicine, Telcept, prednisone, on bicarbonate replacement, on tacrolimus, next paragraph, present weight 125, blood pressure 112/62 on the left side. Lungs are clear, no respiratory distress, has atrial fibrillation, rate less than 90, no pericardial wrap, no kidney transplant, no gross edema. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries. April, creatinine 3.64, GFR less than 15, stage 5. Normal sodium, potassium, acid base, normal albumin, calcium, phosphorus, magnesium low, which is chronic on replacement. I want to highlight the exposure to omeprazole. Severe anemia, 8.3, with large red blood cells, 112, a normal white blood cell platelet. Tacro at 5.3, which is therapeutic. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Cadaveric type renal transplant, 2001. Next number, CKD stage 5, not symptomatic, but she needs to be repaired. Sent again to vascular Midland, as she has small veins and arteries, not interested on PD. Next number, high-risk medication immunosuppressants, therapeutic. Next number, metabolic acidosis on replacement. Next number, chronic low magnesium, likely from omeprazole. She denies vomiting or diarrhea. Next number, anticoagulation for atrial fibrillation flutter, exposed to amiodarone. Next number, anemia, macrocytosis, etiology unknown. Twice bone marrow has been unrevealing, including the recent one, April, follows Dr. Sahai. Chemistry is on a regular basis, continue anemia management. We will start dialysis based on symptoms. She understands that the fistula takes time to coordinate, develop, until it's ready to be used. It's going to be a few months. The reason she does not want to go to PD is because of she has CADS and is concerned about infection. All issues discussed at length, come back on the next 8 weeks.